All right, we're going to see how we can be a further blessing. We'll begin with Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi. I'm in my car.
Okay.
And can I do it in a few people because I'm about to be home?
Yes.
And I want to be able to be sitting. And
drive safely. We love you. Bye.
Jenna?
Oh, I just cut her off. Sorry, Lisa. Hi, Jenny Mac.
Hi, Nicole. Could I have a message, please?
Sure.
Hello, the opening, I think, was my message.
Excellent. And say your name again, please.
Jennifer.
And say it one more time.
Jennifer.
Be willing to be surprised. You've got spiritual support very close to you. Very close indeed. Be willing to be surprised. Why can't clairvoyancy come back in a heartbeat? Why can't higher awareness join you moment to moment? The more that you're willing to wake up from slumber, the more that you're willing to be in charge of your light, you're gonna find that your bliss state is readily available. Say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Remember that you're in the process of moving mountains. In other words, like you and I have talked about, like recent miracles in your life. It's like, what other, if one mountain's been moved, why not three? I didn't expect three. I wanted to say another. They inserted three. It was almost like I couldn't even work with my mouth. It was like three was coming in. So that you want to feel that this universe is very pliable. In other words, remember, like you must have heard me say this. They basically say, you know, psychic readings aren't really worth a whole lot anymore simply because this is the age of miracles. So if someone says it's going to be 9 months and then whatever, that's based on the current reflection. As you will choose the light, as you will choose harmony, why not have it be in 3 months? So this is where you want to get very good in realizing that you're controlling your destiny. I literally see you like operating a ship. The more you realize that you can bring forth that sweet nectar, that you can bring forth your true, say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
Yeah, I want to say a rival, but it's I just want to say abilities, quite frankly. So you want to understand that abilities, awarenesses, I'll just go back to abilities, can arrive overnight as you play ahead. In other words, what you, Jennifer, say your name one more time, honey.
Jennifer.
Thank you. What you believe is possible, what you claim, what you focus on, what you rehearse becomes your reality. So if you rehearse the grandest nuances of secret pleasure, it's like you'll bring forth codes of arrival. If you rehearse yesterday, in other words, in 3D, this is what happens, and now I'm rehearsing, you're not gonna backslide, by the way. You're not gonna not bring forth your acquittal, but you could delay it, simple as that. So they're saying, why not be in a hurry? And I don't mean that in terms of stress or, oh my gosh, I'm not doing well. Not at all. Simply that you're in proper positioning, that the best way I can explain it is, you know how they talk about how we go in and out of dimensional realities all day long? So why not play it in your favor? Why not value consistency? So for me, I am anything but 100% consistent. What I am getting better at is becoming observant of where I slip out of higher intention, because I'll just go into anxiety, I'll go into fear, I'll go into some feeling where obviously there's room for an adjustment here. And so I get stuck until I don't. It's like meditation. You notice it, and it's like, okay, what needs to shift? What needs to be cleared? What's coming up for healing? So it doesn't have to be a big riddle. It doesn't have to be struggle. But you're going to find that you want to remember that as you choose the light, they're saying you're going to wake up out of slumber. So it's like choosing superior value. In English, choosing higher frequency, choosing, okay, I need a little light on the subject. It doesn't matter if those emotions resist it a little bit and you're still holding it, because the second that you start remembering, wait a minute, the answer is frequency, the answer is light. It's like the more that you prime that pump, the more that you return over and over. It's just like a good meditation. It's like noticing your thinking, going back to your focal point. You're going to manifest your destiny. Say your name one more time, please.
Jennifer.
You're learning how to be consistent. The more that you play with it, the more that you practice it, the faster you're going to start enduring, because you simply want to get home already. You're like, why be the victim? Why be in 3D when I can be in a field of elation? And you're going to start building up that emphasis. You're going to start building up that chi, that energy, where I'm choosing the light, victory and success, final outcome. So that is your message, my love. And did you have a question?
I do, real quick, because I know you have time. And thank you for that. That all resonated. Lockie's grandfather has been coming through with a message, and I can't quite decipher it. And I just wanted to see if you could find out if there's anything urgent, or if I just wait and work with it all. Receive what is being asked to be received.
Okay. Let's see how to do this. Say your name, Lockie's name, and then Grandpa's name.
Okay. Jennifer Lockie George.
Well, what I saw him do was, I do not drive stick. I would really have to walk. I do not drive stick. But he was in some kind of truck where there was like a shift stick kind of thing. And he was basically saying like, oh, I forget the words now, but it was like, take the pedal to the metal. Like, in other words, I'm seeing him like operate like a truck and a sticks and like press forward, like have intention, so I pulled confirmation and I did get triumphant success, so we're on the right page here. But let me see if I can bring forth particular. Say your name one. Okay, let's do it one more time. All three names.
Jennifer Lockie George.
Oh gosh, I'm going to give you a made up word. it's sort of like umph. So like put the pedal to the metal. It's like claim it. Like male, divine male is what we need here. Like action, strength, claims. Like I feel like I'm in the army. We're in the army now. Kind of thing. So he's just reminding him that, just say the grandpa's name one more time, please.
George.
He's basically saying, like, imagine you're ordering something from a store. Like, claim it. You're the authority. I keep getting very positive cards. There we go. So the card I got when I was talking all that was universe. Like, in other words, he's connected to the universe. Make your stake. It's almost like the West and, you know, the frontiers, it's like no one was there helping them. They decided what they were going to do, and they decided to do it. But when I said the word, like, he's the authority, the card I pulled, this is getting fun, is authority. So this is where you need a little bit more direction from within. It's sort of like I state it, and it is, because I'm the God creator and manifest. So that's what I receive, at least. I hope that helps.
Oh, that makes complete sense. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Much love.
Bye,
honey. Hello, Miss Katie.
Hello.
Hi, Katie. How may we help you today?
I would like a message, please, Nicole.
You've got angels with you. Very powerful angels. I did a session today for someone, and she's like, you've got angels all around you. She's like, not just one. They're like everywhere. It was so cute. I wish I could have seen it. So it's funny because I call on you and I'm like, you've got angels everywhere. So cute. Say your name one more time, please.
Katie.
And say it one more time.
Katie.
Thank you. The reason you came after the instructions with Jenny's husband, Grandpa, is the grandpa was like, go for it. With you, you're getting specific information from these angels. That's why I feel your angels. And they want you to take action. So if I get messages from my angels that it's time to go to sleep earlier because you're being woken up really early to channel so you can really start moving ahead, and I do. I mean, if 4 o'clock is late, and that's it. I mean, I'm up and it's moving and I'm shaking. But when I was going to sleep at 12, this really was not making me happy at all. And Spirit's like, well, just go to sleep earlier. Well, it was habit change. It took me a long time. I won't say long time, but they're showing me the card spiritual strength. So getting back to you, you have what it takes. So you and I, we're all mirrors of each other, really. Every message is for everyone, if people haven't figured that out yet. So they're showing me the card spiritual strength. Every indicator. So when you get that hunch, eating like a whole bunch of refined sugar isn't good for your emotions. Like whenever you just get that whisper where you know, but you kind of wish you don't know because now you got to do something about it. Those are the things that you want to pay attention, because what they're saying is you prayed, you have asked for help, and they're saying, I literally have them, you know, like I remember my mom having this party and they hire help and they're all standing there with those silver tray things. Well, that's basically, I'm looking at your angels and they all have silver trays. Like imagine having like angel cards or tarot readers on each platter giving you answers. Here's your answer, here's your answer, here's your answer. And you're walking around like, oh, I wish I had some answers. they're saying first things first. So you're asking for success. I don't know what it is, but you're asking for success. And they're giving you the building blocks for success. So you're looking at it like, yeah, I should really do that. But right now I'm busy worrying about whatever. And they're like, we're trying to help her. So for me, if I get adequate sleep, I'm more, they're saying capable. What they mean by that is I'll hear Spirit 24/7 if I'm not cranky or tired or whatever. So they're like, you want to move forward, get with the program. I don't know what your little tidbits are, but I know that they're probably going to annoy you. And they're probably going to be like, ugh. I know, I kind of knew. It's those kind of things. And that's why we kind of pretend we're not hearing. So sweetheart, I promise you, you're hearing. Fess up. And I say that with so much love. I mean, I told you my little story, but I have like seven more of those. I mean, I could chit chat all day long. I have seven more of those where if I really mean business, listen already, you know, stop stalling out on production. Say your name again, please.
Katie.
Sweetheart, you are in such a good place. I can't even explain to you. They're showing me a card where, oh, she's in lotus position and her chakras look beautiful. The bottom line is she looks really healthy and she looks balanced energy. And they're saying that this is what they're holding for you. Like, I forget your story, but I'm just telling you what I see now. They're holding it for you like a template, and they're showing you step by step what it's going to take for you to resemble exactly what that template is. So, in English, follow what you receive. That's the first thing. Say your name again, please.
Katie.
Every time you have like a prejudice against yourself, nip it in the bud and realize that every step was required. You're still spending a little bit too much time in the belief in suffering. You've done great. You've done fine. You have so much good spiritual karma for all the good you did for others. So you don't have to worry or feel bad about anything that happened in the past. Just imagine A. Like, just take the letter A or take a check mark, something like that in your awareness, and paste it on your past from the year you were born till now. Did great then. Now, the more you can stay in the present, spirit's got you covered, but you got to pay attention in the present. You go in the past and you're like, should have done this 2 years ago, should have done that 10 years ago, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. It's like, it's not that, I want to say you didn't do it perfectly. There's no such thing as perfection. It's not really real. It's like a 3D concept. To do 3D perfectly does not get you anything. People have incredible 3D lives and wake up and they find out they didn't do what their soul wanted to accomplish. So perfection in 3D is irrelevant. You've learned a lot. You have a lot of good spiritual karma. They want you to catch up with the present and pay attention. So in English, they want me to recap. You're going backwards to avoid the present because there's work to do in the present that you need to attend to. So ego's like, stay in the past because then you won't get the work done. So just remember, it's the ego trying to keep you stuck. Say, I did fine in the past, now is in the present. All right, and say your name one more time, please.
Katie.
Love for self, heart for self. It's not too late, by the way. I don't know what it is. Like, is it too late? No, it is not too late. Time to get bugging. Love for self. You have love. I think I told you that last time, if I'm not mistaken. You love everyone else just fine. What you're learning to do is love yourself. If you can treat yourself as well as you treat your animal, I don't know what it is, you're going to do great. All right, that is your message, my love. Did you have a question?
No, thank you.
Mwah. Much love, sweetheart. Hi, Miss Kim. How may we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
You saw me. I was trying out a new color. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like that. Okay.
I love it because it's the sacral chakra we were talking about today.
Well, oh, now my gosh. I don't know. Something drew me to this. It's like an orange, but I don't know.
Perfect.
It's weird. It's dark in my room. Let me just get my recorder on. How did I know? I would love a message, please.
All right, sweetheart. Say your first name, please.
Kim.
It's so beautiful. So I have, what is that guy with the amazing fingernails? You don't need to know this. But oh, my brain's just not working today. Walk this way.
Steven Tyler.
Thank you.
Yes.
So he just presented. I'm like, ooh, why are you here, my love? Walk this way. In English, the reason that you came after Katie is you're being sponsored. You here, my love. So they're showing me, I don't know how they pulled this off, but I saw your ears. And your ears somehow had angel wings and they took flight. Don't ask me how they did that, but they did. And it was wonderful because what they're showing me is you're entitled. They're showing me that you hear just fine. And just keep going, just keep going. There is this old tendency, and that's why you came after Katie, but you're one step ahead of Katie, of course. There's this old tendency to start and stop. So it's sort of like, well, that was good. You know, now I'll go back to, I don't know, chips and TV or whatever it is, like start and stop, start and stop. And so they're showing me when I was in the airport and they've got that moving sidewalk where you just stand on and it just keeps going. It's, but there's a reason it's the airport and the moving sidewalk and not like 95 or whatever, because slow and steady. So part of the reason why you tend to stop and start is like you don't want the pressure of if I commit to the higher frequency, if I commit to keep hearing, well, that's a heck of a lot of pressure. And I just don't want that. I don't know if I have the stamina. Well, you don't if you feel like you got to like mass produce every single day. It's just absolutely exhausting. So what they're showing me is like a turtle. The turtle wins the race. Slow and steady. So they're teaching you how to, so cute. I just saw you in bed with one little eye open. They're teaching you how to keep your like wisdom eye open. And so this is going to alert you to new direction. It's in, say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
At a comfortable pace. So the fear is, well, if I have to stay on, like, I'm tired, you know, give me a break. Spirit knows what you can handle or not. Spirit knows that now it's rest time, now it's time to relax. So that's part of staying awake, by the way. Staying awake, staying aware does not mean that you got to keep plowing through. Sometimes you're going to be led to take a cat nap. Sometimes go sit by the pool and just rest a minute because you're going back into the linear and that's not serving you. So it doesn't mean that you don't have rest time, but it means, just like we've been discussing in all these readings so far really, is that you stay in alignment with your better half, meaning your higher awareness. Now, I am here to tell you that you have that capability. What you now do with it is up to you. But you do have that capability. So you don't have to sweat it out. You don't have to worry that you've got to get it all done. So what they're saying is when you do hear spirit, you then feel like, well, I got to mass produce because who knows when I'm going to hear from spirit again or get an inkling again. So they're reminding you that you've already passed your test. So in other words, once you reach a certain level, it's there by agreement. It's not going anywhere. So you're learning how to relax and just know that by turning your attention to the light, to the higher awareness, that intuitive guidance is, and they're showing me like a faucet. It's kind of annoying when it actually happens in real life, but when it goes drip, 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 it's like a constant. There it is, not going anywhere. So again, the more that you remember your eye is open, that you're getting consistent follow through, then it's only a matter of admiration. So when we don't hear it, it's because we've really gone linear. They're saying we've gone local, like, you know, crazy kind of thing. They're just kidding me or kidding you. Someone's being kidding. So we're learning how to attend to love. And say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
Slow and steady, slow and steady. But they are helping you. I just got confirmation from your guides. They are helping you relax and just kind of stay with it. It's not a strain, it's just a consistent knowing. Have fun, sacral, please have fun. Please have fun. You've done a lot of good work. Really have fun enjoying your new skill set. And you're gonna, I see your ear chakras. And I've never seen them on anyone before, though I know they're there. You're really going to enjoy it. So really enjoy it. It's like being in business class on an airplane or something. It comes with a lot of perks is what they're saying. So they really want you to enjoy your new awarenesses, your new lifestyle. So the more you enjoy it, the more you stay connected, the more you stay open. And then they're going to start circulating some ideas. But right now, it just, I gave this example before, but it just makes so much sense. When I was working at an insurance company and we got our first PCs, they had us spend the afternoon playing solitaire, if you could imagine. I tell that story, it just blows my mind, because we needed to learn how to work with a mouse. Nobody had seen this before, so we got to practice. We got paid to play solitaire for a couple hours. So this is what they want for you. They want you to enjoy your new establishment. So, because once we know how to work with the mouse, we can do the workflow faster. Same thing with you. Once you learn how to stay open, well, then they can start circulating ideas and movement. So that is your message, my love. I hope it makes sense. Did you have a question?
When they were saying, what were you saying? That I don't need to double down or something like that? What were you saying?
Yeah, so you don't, when you find yourself like worrying or white knuckling or double down, meaning going to 3D, going to linear, when you forget that you're being guided, this is what they're reminding you, like to start living the affluent life, live in abundance.
I wonder if that image you had of Steven Tyler from Aerosmith was a wink from my husband, because I have pictures in the garage of my husband with Steven Tyler, because my husband was a biker and he was in a club and he had to take Steven Tyler. They were on a toy run, and he had to take Steven Tyler to the bathroom. Well, he hung out with him like 2 years in a row. I could not wake up 4 a.m. to go down to wherever that toy run was. So Steven Tyler was a part of our life.
It was definitely Steven Tyler. I promise you.
The other thing is, I hear myself echoing when I talk to you. I guess what they're referring to is that I did something today. I guess my daughter's been a good luck charm, because she's been around during a week that might have just gone out of my mind, because it's been the worst. Like, you know, I don't know if you know about the stock market. Today was like the worst day ever. And I got out of the house with her. We grabbed some food. We did a little errand. We went to Loxahatchee Park and met these women, and they found these owls in the tree. And I got a picture of a great horned owl flying with his wings out. We got him flying. I got a video of him. Anyway, we were doing something totally not linear. And I was feeling like, this is so weird for me. I should be watching what's happened after the market closed. And I'm like, no, I should be here watching the sunset.
All right, so that is beautiful, my love. So when you said owl, they said pick a card. So I did. So we want to remember that this is a dream state. Everything that we experience is really our consciousness communicating with us. And we are going to wake up to that realization as we do our spiritual homework. So what they're reminding you that owl symbolizes seeing in the darkness being 3D. An owl can see in the darkness. So this is the confirmation, accelerated vision. It's reminding you who's in charge. So very, very, very good.
Yes. So we just made it in time, home in time, just for you.
Awesome.
But otherwise, we wouldn't have left there. You know, it's so beautiful.
Owl helping you see in the darkness, my love.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Hi, Miss Barbie. Is now a good time for you, or we can come back?
No, it's great time.
Okay. How may we help you?
A message today.
Okay. And say your first name.
Barbie.
And say it one more time, please.
Barbie.
And say it one more time.
Barbie.
Pulling cards and having you say your name over and over is they're energetically working with you right now to bring forth your advancement. So here's your message. This is about you understanding that you have the backing of spirit. So when you think about the beginning message, how they were talking about how we're bringing forth our destiny, we're bringing forth our triumph. It's for you, and the card I pulled is patience and planning, meaning that this is what you're learning. You're learning that spirit's backing you. You're learning that you're here to move mountains. So you want to come into agreement with that. The next card I have is sacral. Imagine that. That's all I'm talking about tonight. Believe and succeed. So you're learning, this is the patience and planning, coming under that endowment, coming under that grace, and really understanding that you're here to bring forth a very powerful message. You're here to really show how to create with light. The more that you can feel, say your name one more time, please.
Barbie.
The more that you understand. When you said Barbie, I literally had, it wasn't Barbie because Barbie didn't have this, but some other like kid's toy when they were like battery pack in their back. And so this is what I feel. It's like spirit is backing you. I can't even begin to explain how strong a feeling I have about that. It's for you to come into full consent. You do, but I'm watching these waves. Like you do, and then you're not sure. You do, and then you're not sure. I totally get that because I'm in the middle of creating my own manifestation. And I go, yes, no, yes, no. So this is about coming under, and say your name one more time.
Barbie.
Hold on, my love. This is about your own self-pleasure. In other words, you saying yes to yourself, you understanding that you're doing what you agreed to do in spirit, in terms of learning to trust yourself, learning to approve of yourself, learning to believe in self. And so the more that you can give yourself the A, the more that it doesn't matter what anyone says, you... let me explain this to you. Say your name one more time, honey.
Barbie.
It's really between you and spirit. When you understand that you're giving the applause for then spirit to back, you've got all the power in the universe. Let me stop for a moment. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I mean, a little bit.
That's what
maybe
I thought.
Maybe I need it explained a little better. Let me close the door. I'm like a little slow.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, should be better.
That is much better. those lights were gorgeous. Okay, so just think about all those lights surrounding you. There's a reason you're calling forth those lights. It's just like him and her owl to see in the darkness. You're reminding yourself who's ultimately in charge. You're reminding yourself of the power of the light. That's your first emphasis, is to put that light first. And this is where when I'm looking at lights, I literally have, I don't know if it's National Lampoon, I don't know what the heck it is, but it's like Christmas lights, and they're a little droopy. They're a little droopy. So what you're learning to do is to be strong, be secure, be in your own knowing value, that as you come into your own authority, as you come into agreement with your all-knowing pleasure. What I mean by that, how do I explain this? It's sort of like the world is always a projection of guilt. It's a projection of judgment. That's what 3D is. So people are going to be throwing judgment. Like I just think of like Harry and Meghan or whatever her name is. It's like everyone's throwing judgment on everyone else. You're never going, and I just got confirmation from your guides, you are never going to escape that because that's what this realm is. What we're doing is claiming victory in terms of our own solidarity. In other words, we're choosing our light. We're choosing our innocence. Our innocence. We're not waiting for anyone to choose it for us. That's what we're here to choose. Because as we choose it, we create the good results. We create the party. We create the entourage. We're here showing the light for all the world to see. So that's where I had the cards of patience of planning, because you're in process of claiming victory. It's about understanding when you see your innocence, party over, because as you claim it, you're witnessing that benevolence, and the power of the universe backs you. Say your name one more time, please.
Barbie.
Balanced energy. I'm pulling another card. Say your name again, please.
Barbie.
Please work with Isis. I don't know if I told you that before, but she's literally with you. Love, my love. Love for self. Do you see when we honor love of ourselves, the light that comes through and supports us? You want to do something with Isis. I'm so curious if I said that before, but nevertheless, you want to do something with Isis. You want to get an image, Google image, print out an image of Isis. Won't cost you a cent. But work with her energetically so she can start backing you. She is. But you want to feel that emphasis. Like when you're walking, those wings, she always presents with those wings. You want to feel those wings. You want to feel. Now I totally understand why I had the backpack. What was that in Toy Story? That guy had the backpack. But that's what I feel. It's like you have a backpack of spirit and you've got these wings. So it's almost like that little Facebook thing. You know, imagine you're always wearing your invisible crown. If you don't like the wings in the backpack, come up with your own imagery. But this is about your own entitlement, your own. But please work with Isis. Do some like tantric work with her where you just allow her to blend with you, where you become one. Does that make sense?
It does. I've actually done the past 2 days. I've made 2 spiritual baths, and she's who I've been praying to.
And who are you praying to?
Isis.
Oh, it's like I'm psychic or something. Okay. let me do final outcome, my love. That's so funny. Say your first name one more time, honey.
Barbie.
Those wings started moving on me now. It's like she's smiling with us. So instead of them just being stationary, they were like, they're moving. You got it, baby. World. World card. You're doing your homework. This is why you're here. This is what you've called forth in this lifetime. I hope that helps. Did you have a question?
I don't. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for showing up, really. Spirit is they love you so much. You got to walk it out. They are so behind you. Please receive that.
They are
so behind you. You're so welcome. Cheryl, how may we help you?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi. Can I have a message, please?
Sure. You were a spiritual teacher in another lifetime, and I see you literally like standing on a cliff or a mountain, something high so everybody can have a view and everyone can hear. When I say you commanded a lot of authority, I don't mean that you were telling people what to do. I mean that you were preaching. Excuse me, and healing and teaching. So the reason you're coming after the last reading, Katie? No, it wasn't Katie. I forget who it was. Anyway, Barbie, thank you. The reason you are coming after that last reading is because they're asking you to reach for the stars. They're asking you to come up into full claim, into full positioning. Simply because it has nothing to do with what you do in this lifetime, though you do have opportunity. It has to do with your own witnessing. It has to do with your own tribute. In other words, in English, it's going to make you feel stronger. It's going to make you feel spiritually stronger. It's going to make you feel more in alignment, in direct counsel with higher counsel, with higher orchestration, where you're not going to be in the dark. You're just going to have, what's going to turn on is your knowing. What's going to turn on is your knowing. This may seem silly, and in a way it is. Are we coming back? All right, hold on. So yesterday, who knows, probably yesterday, I asked my son, do you want to eat in an hour? And as I said the word hour, I thought to myself, he's going to say 45 minutes. I don't know why, but I know he's going to say 45 minutes. And he said 45 minutes for whatever reason. Who the heck knows? The point is, why was I bothering asking the question of an hour when I knew he was going to say 45? It was timing of something he was doing for homework. Because I knew it, but my linear mind was, well, my schedule is going to be an hour. But the point is, I have the sensitivity that I don't have to bother with the linear script anymore. Like, you know, I don't have to be sitting reading the script. I could just move to the answer key. Say your first name, please.
Cheryl.
So can you. So can you. So your friend says you should check this place out because this is what's going to give you what you need. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to go there and they're going to just, you know, waste my time. But when I think about calling this lady for help, I feel like I'm going to get the answers. So this is where I assure you, because I literally see this third eye just all lit up outside of your forehead, where you're circulating in kindness. In English, you're receiving the answers. You're receiving the answers ahead of time. We're not used to it because we're so busy taking the long way home of following that linear lifestyle that even though we know we have sensitivities, we really forget to bring them along. What they're helping you do, say your name again, please.
Cheryl.
Thank you. They're helping you move into a new lifestyle. They're kind of giving you like a carrot to kind of like the incentive. It's just going to make life easier. If I know 45 minutes is the exact time, why am I bother even asking the question? And that's just one little tiny, silly, ridiculous example. But I promise you, I have like hundreds of them all day long. Like, I just know. And what I know, it just keeps multiplying. And stuff like that really doesn't matter. But what matters is just like Kim's message. What matters is the consistency. Because if I permit myself to stay in that all-knowing awareness, then that means the next time I need to know something, guess what? I'll know. And I won't be wasting my time in slumber. Say your name one more time, please.
Cheryl.
There you go. Love, 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 love. So this is about love of self. And this is where you need to do a little bit of your homework. You're good, but you could be better. And what I mean by that is love of self, appreciation of self, value of self. The more you stay committed, the more you'll stay on to that open third eye that's really guiding you home at this point. I mean, it really, really, really is. It's just going to make your life easier. If you don't want to do anything with it, so be it. I think you will. But nevertheless, the more that you stay committed and enjoy your new life of luxury, meaning that you can just follow your gut, you can just follow your inner compass, and you're going to just know things. I know they say to do this, but I think if I just do this, I'll be fine. I mean, you do it, but they're saying you do it at random. So basically, just think of a situation where that was actually the case. And here's their question. If you know that about one thing, why not about all of it? They're introducing you to the good life as you will receive it. That is your message, my love. And did you have a question?
I guess I could ask, since you just put it that way. There is a situation
right now. There's a lot of linear stuff going on in my life right now, but I'm stuck. I have this question, like, I don't know what to do. I keep playing three different scenarios out in my head, and I feel like I really am confused about it.
All right, one moment, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Cheryl.
Which one feels lighter? Light.
Uh-huh.
Which one feels lighter? Say your name one more time, please.
Cheryl.
Healing begins, meaning that you're honoring yourself and your knowledge. Fertility, opening up to your grand abundance. So the answer to this question is your message for today. Follow the light, drop the mind. Well, logic says, and feel the energy, feel the vibration. Which mm-hmm. choice feels higher frequency, uh-huh. which do you feel like? Be willing not to know. What happens is when we go over and over and over it, it just gets all discombobulated. I mean, you just can't tell. So walk away, bless it. Just imagine like smudging all three choices.
Uh-huh.
Do something like that so they all go back to neutral.
Uh-huh.
And then okay. when you open up to it, first of all, ask for support in being shown the best path,
uh-huh.
and then follow the light. My uh-huh. terrific examples, I wish I didn't have them, where I just have a knowing. So notice your first knowing is what I would add to that. I'll have a knowing, and then I'll stay with it until I go into